Okay, it is 7:01, and it is now time for Randy Rothstein and the Dick Putz Show. Take it away, Randy.
Thank you, Joyce, and good evening. Your Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio on this Sunday night, the 27th of July, a warm, hot, muggy Sunday now with severe weather in many parts of our KASM listening area. So, again, if we do get a weather update, some severe weather, we'll cut into the Dick Putz Show and bring you that severe weather report and then resume the Dick Putz Show as we go on here tonight. Our Dick Putz Show brought to you by Dustin Upgren, State Farm Insurance Agent over in Cold Spring, the Sox Center Herald and Star Post, Margrove Gas and Grocery, Kramer Lumber of Melrose, Sox Center, and the Freeport State Bank bringing us the Dick Putz Show tonight, as is Al Rosa Lumber, the Woodshop of Avon, Al Rosa Bar and Lounge, Halfley's Bar of Richmond, BNS Excavating, Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Ingemeyer Land Surveying, Westside Liquor of Wade Park, Dairyland Supply and Sox Center, West Central Sanitation, Albany Chrysler Center, Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Munich, Sox Center and Long Prairie, Gilk Services, Richmond, the Greenwald Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty, Willenbring Dahl, Wolken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon and Albany, Wells of Albany, Oakmont Capital Services, Joel Schneider Service of Albany, Albany and Richmond A&W, and Luxembourg Feed Service, our Dick Putz Show sponsors here in 2025. Well, lots of amateur baseball played this weekend, but amateur baseball, maybe an exhibition game or two. Some have started their regional play-in games, some league play-in games. There has been some district play. We'll try to bring you an assortment of scores here tonight. Let's start with this ball game. This had Luxembourg taking on the Blue Ox on Saturday afternoon, and Luxembourg walks away with a 4-3 victory over the Blue Ox. Luxembourg, 4 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors. The Blue Ox, 3 runs, 8 hits, and 2 errors. On the mound for Luxembourg, J.T. Harn starts, relieved by Tyler Stang in the third, Brady Kenning in the fifth, Reed Funenstein comes in the sixth, and Logan Adams in the eighth inning. He'll get the win for Luxembourg. Some hitting highlights for Luxembourg on Saturday. Max Kipmeyer was 3-for-5. Derek Orth, 2-for-4 in that ball game, as Luxembourg defeats the Blue Ox by a score of 4-3. The Avon Lakers in action, too, on Saturday. They were taking on Delano, and the Avon Lakers fall to Delano by a score of 11-1 in 7 innings. 11 runs, 10 hits. Excuse me, no errors for Delano. 1 run, 3 hits, 2 errors for Avon. On the mound for Avon, Matt Pickleman starts, relieved by Ilian Mosqueda in the 4th inning. Pickleman will take the loss for the Avon Lakers. Just 3 hits in the ballgame for Avon, Caleb Curry and Jack Tyson, each with doubles, as Delano defeats Avon on Saturday by a score of 11-1 in 7 innings. Other ball games going on. Let's go over to some region baseball action and region baseball action for Sox Center and that District 11 or Region 11. That's being played in Deer Creek. Sox Center and Deer Creek were in action on Saturday, and Sox Center defeated Deer Creek by a score of 5-3. Sox Center, 5 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error. Deer Creek, 3 runs, 10 hits, and no errors. Jack Miller starts on the mound, a complete game victory for Sox Center on Saturday. His catcher, Jay Kaskamp. Some hitting highlights for Sox Center. Jay Kaskamp had 2 hits, one of them being a double, and Andrew Rusling had 2 hits. Deer Creek, Ashton Detloff starts, relieved by Nolan Coyle in the 7th. He'll take the loss. And their catcher, Chase Nordland. Chase Nordland and Nolan Cole each had 2 hits for Deer Creek. As Sox Center defeated Deer Creek on Saturday in District or Region 11 by a score of 5-3. Some other regional scores in that Region 11C, Henning over Kensington on Friday night, 10-3. Deer Creek won by forfeit over Dent, 9-0. Clarissa beat Long Prairie in 15 innings, 3-2. And Ashby over Burgess by a score of 15-2. Those were Friday night scores. And then on Saturday, we had New York Mills over Henning, 10-3. Urbank Parker's Prairie defeated Clarissa, 7-2. Perham over Ashby, 10-4. And then today, elimination round time, Ashby over Kensington by a score of 11-1. And Clarissa won that forfeit from Dent, 9-0 today. So Ashby and Clarissa advance in the playoffs. All right, we're going to take a break here on the Dick Put Show. When we come back, we're going to look at some scores from over in that Victory League. We'll do that right after these messages.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix with three locations to serve you better in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or too small. Call them at 320-837-5288 or check them out online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years. The team at Greenwald Insurance Agency is committed to ethics and integrity. We understand that when faced with an unexpected expense, having the right insurance coverage makes all the difference. With over 100 years of combined experience, Troy, Angie, Jim, Ruth, Paul, and Lisa are here to offer unparalleled service and competitive quotes to all our current and future customers. We proudly write insurance in the entire state of Minnesota as well as North Dakota. The Greenwald Insurance Agency has experienced in all types of insurance policies, including health, crop, home, farm, and business, just to name a few. Make sure your family, business, and assets are protected. Contact us today at 320-987-3223 for one of our experienced agents to make sure you don't have any gaps in your coverage. Visit GreenwaldInsurance.com for more information.
For over 30 years, Joel Schneider Service has been providing full automotive service for all of central Minnesota. They have high-quality electronic diagnostic equipment, so they know exactly what needs to be done to get you and your vehicle back on the road safely. General maintenance on all makes and models. They also have the equipment and knowledge to service and repair ATVs, UTVs, and motorcycles. Now's a great time to get your new tires for a busy summer driving season. Call Joel Schneider Service in Albany at 845-4856. Good luck to area teams this amateur baseball season.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor with 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor. It's one near you.
Here's what's up with Dustin Upgren at State Farm Insurance in Cold Spring.
Your home is your biggest investment, but when disaster strikes, does your homeowner's insurance reflect that? Our full-time staff will walk you through every aspect of your policy to make sure that your priorities come first. Look, the industry is changing, and it's more important now than ever to understand what you're paying for. Small-town care and big-time homeowners coverage. Stop in the office or give us a call to schedule your own personal review, or visit us at DustinUpgren.com.
Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. Stop in for a cold refreshment anytime. Enjoy the menu of appetizers, salads, homemade pizzas, burgers, seafood, and more. The grill is always on. They also serve daily noon specials Monday through Friday, plus it's burger night every Thursday night. They have a kids menu available too. Good eating, good beverages, and a fun place to be is El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa. For nearly 40 years, Engelmeyer Land Surveying has been providing clients throughout central Minnesota with a wide range of surveying services. Engelmeyer is locally owned and operated. We combine state-of-the-art equipment, a broad knowledge base, and years of experience to ensure precise surveys. Whether you need help correctly identifying the boundaries of your property, a topographical survey, or assistance platting a subdivision, Engelmeyer Land Surveying is fully licensed and ready to go to work for you. Learn more at EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. That's EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com.
All right, we're going to go to the Victory League here tonight, and the Victory League had some regular season games yet to play with their Class B teams in the Victory League. After that, we'll take a break, and then we'll have some Victory League Class C playoff games or play-in games. So we'll get those scores in two segments here tonight. In the Victory League on Sunday afternoon, Nisswa was over in St. Stephen, and Nisswa defeated St. Stephen today 7-5. 7 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Nisswa, 5 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for St. Stephen. Ben Dornsleep starts the ball game for Nisswa, relieved by Blaine Hardy in the 5th. He gets the win. Chris Peterson in the 9th picks up the save, and the catcher Matt Kasperson. For St. Stephen, Landon Lunser starts, relieved by Jack Greenland in the 6th. He takes the loss, Cole Fuker in the 8th, and Reed Lunser in the 9th. The catchers Jack Greenland and Joel Tucholsky. Hitting highlights, Cody Rudisley was 3-for-5 with a 2-run home run in the 9th. Nate DeShane had 2 hits with a solo home run in the 3rd. Jeremiah Pipcorn, a 2-run home run in the 6th, and Matt Kasperson doubled. St. Stephen, Matt Meyer had 2 hits. A final on Sunday, it was Nisswa 7, St. Stephen 5. Sounds like we have a weather update from Weatherology. Joyce, I will turn it back to you and get that weather update.
Thank you, Randy. Jay, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, here's Jay from Weatherology with an update. And I think I just lost Randy. Go ahead, Jay.
Okay. From the Weatherology Weather Center, meteorologist Jay Mars gives an update on the severe thunderstorm warning we have for the southern portion of the Polk County, northern Kandy-Ohio County, and southwestern Stearns County here in effect until 7:45 p.m. Doppler radar continues to indicate 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail, moving off to the east or southeast at around 30 miles per hour. If you are in the northern portion of the Kandy-Ohio County, southern Polk County, and in the southwestern Stearns County, this impacts you immediately. Moving into an interior building on the lowest floor of that building, stay away from windows. 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail will cause damage to roof siding and trees. Again, that is a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for northern Kandy-Ohio County, southern Polk County, southwestern Stearns County here until 7:45 p.m.
Thank you, Jay.
And thank you.
Chasm Radio. Are you there?
Yep, Joyce, I'm here.
All right, we're back with Randy after the update for our severe thunderstorm.
Thank you, Joyce, and welcome back. Other Victory League scores from today had Sobieski at Avon this afternoon, and Sobieski defeats Avon by a score of 8-4. 8 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Sobieski, 4 runs, 12 hits, 4 errors for Avon. Matt Phillippe on the mound today for Sobieski. He starts, relieved by Jake Capon in the 4th. He gets the win, and the catcher, Hudson Phillippe. For Avon, Drew Leeser starts, relieved by Cole Wellman in the 4th. He'll take the loss, Reese Gregory in the 8th, and the catcher, Carter Holthouse. Hitting highlights for Sobieski today, Bo Thoma, 3-for-5. Hudson Phillippe had 2 hits, one of them a double, and Jake Capon, a 3-run home run in the 7th. For Avon, Elliot Burnett and Caleb Curry were each 3-for-5. A final this afternoon had Sobieski defeating Avon 8-4. Fort Ripley at Foley today, and Fort Ripley defeats Foley by a score of 7-3. 7 runs, 9 hits, and 1 error. Foley, 3 runs, 13 hits, and no errors. On the mound for Fort Ripley, Jack Schaefer starts, getting the win, relieved by Tyler Grooney in the 8th, and the catcher, Wyatt Gabrielson. For Foley, Josiah Peterson starts, taking the loss, relieved by Trey Emmerich in the 5th, Chuck Hackett in the 7th, Wyatt Zawicki in the 8th, and the catcher, Ian Von Wald. Hitting highlights for Port Ripley today, Mason Eggier and Eli Roberts both had two hits and a double. And for Foley, Ian Van Wald was 4 for 4. Luke Olson had two hits and a double. Drew Beyer, two hits. And Josiah Peterson had a two-run homer in the ninth for Foley. A final this afternoon had Port Ripley defeating Foley by a score of 7-3. We're going to take another break here on the Dick Foote Show. When we come back, we're going to look at the Victory League and their Class C teams and their playoff games this weekend. We'll do that after these messages.
A career worth building is a career at Wells.
Work on projects from across the nation, right here in Minnesota, by taking your career to the next level at Wells. Hey, it's Cassie. Wells just recently acquired Gate Precast and now has over 20 locations throughout the U.S. If you are ready to be part of an industry-leading team, apply today at Wells or online at wellsconcrete.com.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now's the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows, available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
Oakmont Capital Services, your choice for equipment financing in Albany. With a proven track record since 1998, Oakmont has been a trusted provider of equipment financing and working capital nationwide. Our professionals, based in Minnesota and Pennsylvania, bring a wealth of knowledge and a high-tech, high-touch approach to securing a commercial loan. We implement the latest technology and pair you with a dedicated representative, ensuring you always have one-on-one guidance to our streamlined approach. At Oakmont Capital Services, we take pride in helping small to medium-sized business owners finance new and used commercial equipment across a wide range of industries. We provide fast, easy, flexible, and reliable commercial financing for construction, lawn and tree care, agriculture, healthcare, manufacturing, local hauling, and many other sectors. Our team is passionate about helping fuel business growth for our diverse range of customers and partners. With Oakmont Capital Services in Albany, we're not just a financing option, we're a local partner. We make it possible.
A&W, cool off with the new Island Cream Freeze, available for a limited time. Crisp, refreshing, dry lemon-lime soda blends with the tropical flavors of passion fruit, orange, and guava. Swirled with rich, creamy vanilla soft serve, it's a smooth, sweet escape, like a vacation in every sip. One taste, and you'll be dreaming of island breezes and sunny skies. But don't wait. This tropical treat won't be around forever. Try the Island Cream Freeze today at A&W, and then some.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. Thermotech Premium Windows and Doors have been framing your world since 1993 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose and Sauk Center. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling. Kramer Lumber, Melrose, Rose and Sauk Center.
All right, welcome back. We're going to take a look at the Victory League and some playoff games in the Victory League for their Class C teams. Now, these are 2 out of 3. They tried to get them all done this weekend. I don't know if Mother Nature allowed them to or not, but some teams were able to get their 2 out of 3 in. Freeport took on Aiken on Saturday, and Aiken defeated Freeport by a score of 6-5. Aiken, Jack McGuire starts, relieved by John McGuire. In the first, he gets the win. John McGuire pitched 10 innings in relief for Aiken. And again, that ball game goes 10 innings. The catcher, Nolan Dotzler. For Freeport, Andrew Kurzman starts, pitches the complete game, taking the loss. His catcher, Ben Millard. Hitting highlights for Aiken on Saturday, Zach Enstrom, Nolan Dotzler, Nathan Enstrom all had three hits. Nathan Enstrom, a solo home run in the eighth inning to tie the game, and Jake McGuire had an RBI single in the ninth for the game-winning hit. For Freeport, Jake Bragelman had three hits. So a final on Saturday in their first game, it was Aiken over Freeport. Looks like 10 innings, 6-5. Game number two on Saturday had Freeport turn around, and they defeated Aiken by a score of 5-3. Five runs, five hits, two errors for Freeport, three runs, seven hits, no errors for Aiken. Jaden Norby pitched a complete game for Freeport on Saturday. His catcher, Brian Benson, and for Aiken, Jake McGuire starts, taking the loss, relieved by Drew Paulbeck in the third inning. Some hitting highlights for Freeport. Matt Johnson had two hits, one of them a double, and Mason Totkus had a double. For Aiken, Zach Enstrom had two hits with a double. Carson Kalem had two hits with a double. And Thor Dunham and Hunter Hills each doubled. So a final on Saturday in game number two. It was Freeport 5, Aiken 3. They needed the deciding game today, and Aiken defeated Freeport by a score of 9-0. Nine runs, 10 hits, no errors for Aiken, no runs, six hits, one error for Freeport. Nathan Enstrom starts on the mound for Aiken. He'll get the win, relieved by Tanner Hills in the eighth. The catchers, Nolan Dotzler and Landon Jansen. For Freeport, Ryan LeBrand starts, takes the loss, relieved by Dominic Ritter in the sixth inning. The catcher, Ben Millard. Hitting highlights for Aiken today. Jake McGuire had two hits with a double and a three-run home run in the fourth and five RBIs. Zach Enstrom and Nolan Dotzler each with two hits, and Thor Dunham had a double for Aiken. For Freeport this afternoon, Matt Johnson, Brian Benson, Jake Bragelman, Mason Totkus, Ivor Papke, and Ben Millard all had singles. Avon advances to the Region 4C tournament. Freeport season ends today with that loss. St. Matthias taking on Royalton, and Royalton defeats St. Matthias by a score of 5-4. That was in game number one. Royalton, five runs, seven hits, no errors. St. Matthias, four runs, nine hits, three errors. On the mound for Royalton on Saturday, it was Marcus Haynes. He started, relieved by Brady in the seventh. He got the win. Nathan Sick in the ninth gets the save, and the catcher, Drew Yurchik. For St. Matthias, Bryce Flanagan starts, pitches the complete game, taking the loss, and his catcher, Luke Zontelli. Hitting highlights for Royalton on Saturday, Brady Yurchik had two hits, one of them a triple. Drew Yurchik had two hits. Ethan Albright had the game-winning hit in the eighth inning for Royalton. St. Matthias, Kyle Welly had two hits, one of them a double. Josh Cosson and Hunter Wicklin each had two hits for St. Matthias. Bryce Flanagan and Tyler Gendro each doubled as Royalton defeats St. Matthias 5-4 on Saturday. Game number two had it going to St. Matthias. They turned the table, beat Royalton 2-0. Two runs, four hits, no errors for St. Matthias. No runs, four hits, no errors for Royalton. Connor Cannell starts the ball game for St. Matthias. He'll get the win, pitching a complete game. His catcher, Luke Zontelli. For Royalton, Nathan Sick starts, completing a full game, taking the loss. His catcher, Drew Yurchik. Hitting highlights for St. Matthias. Hunter Wicklund, Bryce Flanagan, Luke Zontelli, and Marcus Lederson all had singles. And for Royalton, Drew Yurchik, Tyler Gendro, Zach Sakala, and Nick Henry all had singles. As game number two, going to St. Matthias 2-0. And then today, the deciding game, St. Matthias taking on Royalton. All I've got is the final. That had St. Matthias defeating Royalton today 2-0. So that ball game, that's what I'm seeing here right now. Now, maybe that is incorrect because my next line would say Royalton advances to Region 6, St. Matthias season ends. So I'll have to get further confirmation on who actually won that ball game today. Sorry about that. The Piers Bulldogs taking on Randall on Saturday, and Randall defeats the Piers Bulldogs by a score of 5-0. 5 runs, 5 hits, 1 error for Randall. No runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for the Piers Bulldogs. Nate Benning starts on the mound for Randall. Will pick up the win, relieved by Brett Strock in the 8th inning. The catcher, Matt Otremba. For the Piers Bulldogs, Kyle Hastings starts, taking the loss, relieved by Cooper Grasshorn in the 3rd, and the catcher, Ben Millard. Some hitting highlights for Randall today. Brett Strock was 2-for-3. Adam Neibauer and Matt Otremba had doubles for the Piers Bulldogs. Mason Harold and Teddy Daler had doubles. Matt Johnson, 3-for-5 with a double. So this was a final on Saturday. Had Randall defeating the Piers Bulldogs 5-0. Game number 2 on Saturday, it was Randall over the Piers Bulldogs, winning that series 2-0. 8-5, Randall beats the Piers Bulldogs on Saturday. 8 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors for Randall. 5 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for the Piers Bulldogs. Adam Neibauer starts on the mound, relieved by Zach Guast in the 5th. Brett Strock in the 5th. He gets the win, and the catcher, Matt Otremba. For the Piers Bulldogs, Brian Keel starts, taking the loss, relieved by Cooper Grasshorn in the 9th. The catcher, Ben Millard. Hitting highlights for Randall on Saturday. Nate Benning was 2-for-4 with the solo home run in the 8th inning. Adam Neibauer, 2-for-4 with a double. For the Piers Bulldogs, Ashton Poser, 3-for-4. Greg Lupertz, 2-for-4. Randall, with that victory, advances to Region 4C. Piers Bulldogs season ends on Saturday. Flensburg and Upslut playing on Saturday. And it was Upslut defeating Flensburg in game number 1 in 7 innings, 12-2. 12 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Upslut. 2 runs, 5 hits, 5 errors for Flensburg. On the mound for Upslut on Saturday, Brock Cheon starts, picks up the win, relieved by Isaac Kapinski in the 7th. He'll get the save, and the catcher was Justin Cheon. For Flensburg, Spencer Freeze starts, taking the loss. Eli Epling in the 5th inning, the catcher, Kurt Crosby. Hitting highlights for Upslaw on Saturday. Jeremy Mugg was 2-for-3 with a 3-run homer in the 6th, and Jack Primus 2-for-3 with 3 RBIs. For Flensburg, Kurt Crosby with a double. So a final in game number 1 in 7 innings. It was Upslaw 12, Flensburg 2. Game number 2 goes to Upslut as well, as they defeat Flensburg by a score of 8-1. 8 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors for Upslut. Flensburg, 1 run, 3 hits, 2 errors. Upslut's C.J. Clear starts the ball game and will pick up the win, relieved by Bryce Bienick in the 8th. C.J. Clear struck out 12 batters for Upslut on Saturday. Flensburg, Dan Kaket starts, taking the loss, relieved by Peter Knopik in the 9th inning. Hitting highlights for Upslut on Saturday, Jackson Bartkowitz had 3 hits, one of them a double. Jack Primus, a 2-run homer in the 4th inning. C.J. Clear and Hunter Moore each with doubles. For Flensburg, Kurt Crosby, Sam Freeze, and Reese Hubbard all had singles. So a final in game number 2 had Upslut defeating Flensburg 8-1. Upslut wins that series over Flensburg 2-0. And they'll advance to the Region 6 tournament. Other games, we do not have any results on the St. Wendell series, so we will wrap the Victory League up here, their playoffs. We'll have more scores tomorrow morning on Sports Scoreboard Show. Let's take another break. We'll be back with more scores and highlights right after these messages.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Oh, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-20.
Need the ground cleared, prepped, or leveled? Call your local pros at BNS Excavating right here in Belgrade, Minnesota. From driveways and basements to septic systems and site prep, we've got the equipment and experience to get the job done right. Locally owned, hardworking, and proud to serve Central Minnesota, BNS Excavating is the name folks trust when it's time to move some serious dirt. Call for a free estimate today at 320-354-2550 for BNS Excavating in Belgrade, Minnesota.
If you are in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 15 office locations and 80 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Gary Land Supply and Sock Center has been your go-to farm equipment dealership since 1974. Over the 51 years in business, we have seen a lot of different manufacturers of TMR feed mixers. We at Gary Land Supply feel that we have done our homework in being able to find the best brand of TMR mixers on the market. With our extensive line of brands like Penta, Kunite, Triolet, Vermeer, Rotomix, and Supreme, you can be confident in keeping your animals fed well. We also have the equipment and parts on hand to keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Work with a bank that takes a common sense approach to ag lending. At Freeport State Bank, our lenders have over 75 years of combined farm lending experience. Whether you are looking to purchase real estate, equipment, or livestock, let us put that experience to work for you. We will put together a financing plan that meets your needs. Freeport State Bank, where customer service is our priority. Stop by one of our locations in Freeport, Melrose, or Greenwald, or look us up at freeportstatebank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your smart TVs, smart appliances, smart security systems all can be zapped out by one power outage. If that happens,
you better get Gilk. Hi, I'm James Gilk.
And Wendy Gilk.
With Gilk Services of Richmond, surge protection for your whole home right now will save you from costly repairs if an outage occurs.
Be safe and protect your home the smart way. Call us today or visit us at GilkPlumbing.com, a Ream Pro partner.
Gilk Services of Richmond.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's famous popcorn and have him set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Mallory, Amy, Doug, and Lori. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putz Show forever and ever.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Putz Show. Let's go over to the County Line League. They were still in the midst of their playoffs on Wednesday night. It was a Regal at Painesville taking on the Pirates. This is winners in the region tournament. The other has to play a play-in game. And on Wednesday night, it was Regal over Painesville 3-2. Three runs, eight hits, one error for Regal. Two runs, four hits, no errors for Painesville. Gabe Roman goes the distance for Regal on Wednesday, picking up the win. His catcher, Derek Dingerud. For Painesville, Bennett Evans goes the distance, taking the loss. His catcher, Griffin Bierke. Hitting highlights for Regal on Wednesday, Kai Schneider was 2-for-4 with the double. Shane Rademacher, 2-for-4. Braden Skindelin, Bennett Schultz, and Nathan Meyer, each with doubles. For Painesville on Wednesday night, Grayson Fuchs 1-for-3 with a triple, and Brock Brentlett was 2-for-4. A final on Wednesday had Regal defeating Painesville 3-2. On Friday night, Regal and Starbuck playing over in Starbuck, and this would determine the 1 and 2 seeds going into the Region 8C tournament from the County Line League. And Regal gains that number one seed with a 3-2 victory over Starbuck. 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Regal. 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Starbuck. On the mound for Regal on Friday night, Grant Pathrath starts, relieved by Jordan Wozmik in the 5th. He'll get the win. Brandon Waddle in the 8th, and Braden Skindelen in the 9th. He'll get the save. The catcher was Derek Dingerud. For Starbuck, Colin Richards starts, taking the loss, relieved by Darren Alexander. Drew Olsonowski and Matt Gruber, the catcher P.J. Johnson. Hitting highlights for Regal on Friday night, Kai Schneider had a double and Nathan Meyer with a double. For Starbuck, Austin Versteg was 2 for 5 with an RBI. So a final on Friday night had Regal defeating Starbuck 3-2. And then on Saturday, our Chasm Game of the Week also. This was a play-in game to Region 8C. You win, you're in the regions. You lose, and your season ends. Richmond taking on Painesville on Saturday afternoon over in Spring Hill. And Painesville defeats Richmond in a slugfest, 18-14. 18 runs, 21 hits, 6 errors for Painesville. 14 runs, 15 hits, 7 errors for Richmond. Sam Orline starts on the mound for Painesville, relieved by Grady Fuchs in the 5th. He'll get the win. Spencer Eisenbrunn in the 7th, Griffin Bierke in the 7th, Bennett Evans in the 9th. He'll get the save, and the catchers, Griffin Bierke and Eric Paulson. For Richmond, Dalton Thielen starts, taking the loss, relieved by Isaac Holthouse in the 6th, Luke Jokola in the 7th, Taylen Bragelman in the 8th, and the catcher, Tyler Prom. Hitting highlights for Painesville on Saturday, and there were a lot of them. Reed Johnson, 3 for 7. Grayson Fuchs, 4 for 5. Grayson with a solo home run in the 3rd, a 3-run homer in the 7th. Luke Johnson, 2 for 4. He had 3 walks and a 3-run homer in the 6th. Sam Orline was 3 for 6. Rick Hendrickson, 2 for 3. Spencer Eisenbrunn, 2 for 6. And Brock Runtland was 2 for 5. For Richmond, Caleb Maddox, 3 for 6. Tyler Prom, 4 for 6. He had a double. Cole Schmitz was 3 for 5 with a double. Justin Schrader, 2 for 5 with a double. And Kyle Buddy was 2 for 6. So final on Saturday afternoon from Spring Hill, it was Painesville 18 and Richmond 14. So Painesville advances to the Region 8C tournament, and Richmond's season ended on Saturday in Spring Hill. Just was seeing one other score, and that game was still in progress. In the 13th inning, it was Becker taking on Clear Lake. And, yeah, this game was delayed due to the weather and had Becker leading Clear Lake 2-1. That was in the bottom of the 13th inning. I don't know if they were able to make that one go final or not, but that's the last I've heard on that ball game. Becker 2, Clear Lake 1 in the 13th inning. All right, we're going to take one more break. I do have some brackets for the Region 8C tournament. That's what I'll give you when we come back here on KASM.
Your future is important to Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we are dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiasen or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Kensington Insurance today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
County Fair time is right around the corner. If you are hoping for that blue ribbon, Dale at Luxembourg Feed can help you achieve your goals with high-quality, non-GMO, and conventional feed for all your animals. Luxembourg Feed also has grass seed, deer plot, and pasture mixes and fertilizers on hand. They offer soil sample testing and analyzing so you aren't spending money on what you don't need. Luxembourg Feed is located at 21967 State Highway 15 in Luxembourg, or give them a call at 320-252-1513 for all your feed and seed needs. Luxembourg Feed is open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5, Saturday 8 to noon.
Summertime at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. This is where our staff continues to work with you and your farming operation so you can make the most of this growing season. Sunshine and Fertilizer has fed the seed you planted in the spring, and now we work with you to stay ahead of the weeds and the bugs so you can enjoy a profitable harvest. Our expert team is always ready to assist with crop scouting all season long. Visit us online at PainesvilleCoop.com. And hey, good luck to all our amateur baseball teams. Have a great season from your friends at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery is a proud supporter of all our area amateur baseball teams. Thank you, and to all who keep this great American pastime alive and thriving. Make sure to stop by Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery before or after the game for gas, groceries, snacks, liquor, and more. Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery has a full selection of beer, wine, and hard liquor. Thank you for your patronage. We are proud to serve you. Good luck and play ball.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesday and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon, and the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery stores and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Woodshop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Woodshop of Avon.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putt Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here once again on behalf of Willembring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman. Randy told me I've got 30 seconds. Since I'm no auctioneer, I can't fill the airwaves with too much info, but I can tell you this. Our law firm has been around since before I started back in 1981, and I'm pretty proud of that. Put our years of experience to work for you, whether it's litigation, estate planning and probate, business, real estate, family law. You get the idea. Give us a call. Keep listening to Chasm for more details.
All right, we're back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio, and yeah, just rest assured, we do have listeners going late into the Dick Putt Show, and thank you to my listeners out there for confirming, that was Becker over Clear Lake in 13 innings today. So Clear Lake season, they are eliminated from further play, and looks like one other game was going on, that was Bram and Now Then, and that was 1-0, and that late game called bottom of the third inning because of our weather. So lots of baseball probably to be played yet with the weather moving in this afternoon already. All right, I welcome you field reporters out there. If you do have brackets for your respective regions, please send them to me through my email, runts, R-U-N-T-S, the number 24, at hotmail.com. You can just take a picture of it and text it to me. That would be at 320-248-1602, 320-248-1602. Take a picture of your brackets, and we'll be able to follow a lot of you next weekend and the second weekend of region action, district action, of section action. A lot of amateur baseball going on the next 2 weeks, that's for sure. The one region we will cover here on KASM Radio is Region 8C. Used to be 15C, now renamed 8C. It'll be played in Spring Hill and two Friday night games in El Rosa next Friday night. Starting on August 1st at 6 o'clock in El Rosa, game number one, it's Spring Hill against Painesville. That's at 6 o'clock. And then game number two, that'll happen on Friday night in El Rosa. That's about 8:30. It'll be Starbuck taking on Roscoe. Starbuck gets Roscoe. On Sunday, we'll have Regal. They'll take on El Rosa at 11 o'clock in Spring Hill. That's Regal against El Rosa, 11 o'clock in Spring Hill. And then Farming will get Numinic at 1:30 on Saturday afternoon in Spring Hill. Farming and Numinic at 1:30 on Saturday afternoon. There will be one more game played on Saturday. That'll be a winner's bracket game. The two Friday night winners will play at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon in Spring Hill. Three more games on Sunday, and the first weekend wraps up with eight ball games being played. Thank you, Russ, out there in Radioland, as he is listening. We do have some other brackets sent to me right now, and this bracket is with Class B, Class B action, and that will feature, like the Colts, the St. Martin Martins, Hutchinson, Watkins, Kimball, and on Friday night at 8 o'clock, or Friday night at 6 o'clock, it'll be Hutchinson taking on the Cold Spring Rockies Hamel winner. That'll be the Cold Spring Rockies Hamel winner at 6 o'clock Friday night. Hutchinson and either the Cold Spring Rockies or Hamel. That's on Friday night at 6 o'clock. At 8:30, Cold Spring beat Hamel today 3-0. Or actually, they beat him on Saturday 3-0. So it'll be the Cold Spring Rockies against Hutchinson. Thank you, Russ. That'll be at 6 o'clock Friday night. And at 8:30 Friday night, the St. Martin Martins get Maple Lake. That's at 8:30 Friday night. Saturday, we will have Loretto taking on the Watkins Clippers at 1 o'clock. And then Kimball, they get Maple Plain at 4 o'clock. Kimball gets Maple Plain at 4 o'clock. And that is the District 6B tournament being played this coming weekend. So, yeah, lots of ball here in central Minnesota. So we've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, wall-to-wall baseball here on KASM Radio. Stay up to date with scores and highlights. We'll have another Dick Putsch show for you Sunday night, 7 o'clock here on KASM. Until then, thank you to Joyce back at our studios in Albany. Thanks for bearing with us with all this severe weather moving through central Minnesota. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you, Randy. Good night. Hopefully the weather will hold out and everybody will be safe. I have a report from my daughter who lives over by Painesville that we had a lot of leaves and stuff, so I'm guessing I'll be picking up some sticks and leaves this week. We will return after these messages.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you going to do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party, Dora's 25th Anniversary Celebration, slimy fun events and hair-raising rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA Attraction Bundles and the no-worries 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way at MOA, mallofamerica.com.
Open the door to big savings on beautiful